This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We here at the Fumbling For Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Well, welcome back to the Delta Green SCP Files. I'm your host, Aaron. And joining me, as always, are our players. Starting with Marky Mark.
My name is Mark. I'll be playing Arlo Crow, former U.S. Marshal.
Former U.S. Marshal.
Former.
Yeah. I'm Travis. I'm playing Chaz Smits.
Beautiful name.
Yeah. Officer Smits. Just a special agent. Field agent.
Agent Smits.
Agent Smits.
Daniel, I play the wannabe NSA agent. Though SCP agent now, Bill Alvarez.
I'm Michelle. I'm playing Ilya O'Rourke, the neuroscientist.
I thought Bill Alvarez was your cyberpunk character.
Shh, don't tell Lass right.
I'm Ariel. I play the scientist Eleanor Maldana.
Right. So let's do a recap. Last we left off, a lot of shit happened. The angry Nazi German scientist got away. You were all instructed about a new SCP that is currently keeping time, so to speak. And when the hands hit a certain point, something's going to happen to the SCP Foundation. And it's going to be big. So you guys were instructed to figure out what that is and stop it before it happens. You were also instructed to find this renegade duck. And some new revelations about your team. One of your teammates is an SCP.
Nope.
So, after all of that, you were given your vehicles. You were given an SUV Crow, and
it was full of ammo.
Full of ammo, yeah.
Yeah.
And our Agent Schmitz was given a van with several D-class personnel shackled on the back of it.
Shackled, and I believe they were sedated. Also.
They were shackled and sedated.
Shackled and sedated.
So, that is where we'll pick up. You guys have your keys to your vehicles now, and it's time to hit the road. So, I leave it to you.
Excuse me. Do you have a way to run plates?
I'm sure we can call that in. Yes.
Okay. Well, can you call in this? And I'm going to hold up a piece of paper with a license plate on it.
All right. I'm speaking into my lapel. We need information on a vehicle. License plate numbers are, and then I will convey the numbers written there. Please confirm. Report back.
That's a good copy. Got the numbers. We'll run them now. We'll get back to you soon.
Over.
Yeah, put a bullet out on that license plate. And let them, make them notify us as soon as it pops.
Affirmative. I'm getting into the minivan and just not paying attention to the doctor, will you be riding with me or will you be riding with the rest?
No, I will ride with you.
All right.
Right. Anybody that's riding me, load up.
I'll ride with Old Crow.
So will I.
All right. So you all take off. Convoy style. So as you drive out the gates, kicking dust up in your rearview mirrors, you see the gates shut. And all of you share this feeling all at the same time of, this might be the last time you see these gates. You shake it off and you continue down this dirt road into the waste that is the desert here. And you drive for a little while and your radio comes back to you, Schmitz.
Schmitz. Don't add an H into that. All right.
Schmitz.
Yep.
Agent 2?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a positive ID on that license plate. Comes back to a white Suburban.
White Suburban. Last known location.
That's the interesting part. We need you to contact administration as soon as possible.
Let administration know to secure a private channel.
Roger that.
So you get a phone call about 2 seconds later.
Mm-hmm. Need you to confirm identity.
Special field agent Chas Smits, referred to as number 2, security clearance 03.
That's a good copy. This is Agent Lumiere, clearance 06, referred to as Chief. Now that I know that we have a secure line with one another, I'll go ahead and brief you on what's going down. The information on that plate you relayed to us, it doesn't just come back to one white Suburban. Back to a white Suburban, comes back to a maroon SUV, it also comes back from a plane.
License has been registered to multiple vehicles.
Multiple vehicles. Some vehicles that don't require a license plate. It's very odd. We think there's a bug in the system, but we're going to keep looking. What's peculiar about it is that each time it's been transferred to a vehicle, it's always been transferred under a different name. Investigations discovered that the name always shares common characteristics such as German descent and or some sort of past Nazi family affiliation.
Please put Bolo out on white SUV. Contact me when information is retrieved.
It's a good copy. We'll go ahead and put a Bolo out for that, but I need you to stay vigilant. And what did you guys say you... What did you say you were looking for this thing for? I need it for the Bolo.
Believed homegrown terrorist group. Connections unconfirmed. Prefer to keep a low profile.
Okay. Well, I'll get some of the agents out on the road looking for this thing. We'll contact you as soon as possible. What level of hostile interaction are we expecting with this thing?
Only visual confirmation. Please do not make any actual contact.
All right, visual only. Got it. All right, we'll keep you posted. If we get any more information, and I'll keep the guys here on looking into what the hell's going on with these license plates, because this doesn't make any sense to us.
Thank you.
So he hangs up the phone.
I'm going to call the Foundation.
You got a CB radio in your car for that one?
This is Booger, Booger Baby.
This is Booger Baby.
I'm going to relay that information to dispatch.
Okay.
Ask them to review security feeds from on site for that vehicle. See if we can get any identification of the people entering it. And if we can track that.
We'll keep an eye out for this. We'll begin tracking from satellite feeds on this end. How do you copy?
Copy. Booger Baby out.
Booger Baby. I don't pick the code names. They were just assigned.
Booger Baby.
So you guys have been driving down this road for a while. You've passed a few towns, made a couple pit stops, gassed up, got some food and whatnot. You don't really know where you're going.
Can I get some fresh cheese?
You can get some fresh cheese.
Okay.
Some local meats.
Local meats.
Is there anywhere you guys know of where it would benefit these Nazi bastards to go first?
Oh, there you go, squeakers. Fresh cheese.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I thought rats and mice didn't like cheese very much.
Hey. Keep your opinions to yourself.
Right. But, yeah, where would it benefit them most to go?
I could probably help with that one. A couple chin scratches and a couple more pieces of cheese and we can talk.
You heard the man.
I am. I'm scratching his little chin. I'm like, give him the rest of the cheese.
So he grabs the cheese and scurries up on the dashboard of the SUV. He says,
right, here's the deal. This is what we got going. I overheard during my many, shall we say, attempts to have repossessions, overheard the Nazi prick talking about how they wanted to get a hold of a certain somebody. To do that, they had to go to a certain town. It's a little ways out of the way. It's
where's the certain? What's the name of the certain town? Who's the certain person?
What, would you believe Scott Air Force Base?
Air Force Base?
Yeah, Scott Air Force Base.
All right.
Yeah, Illinois.
Scott Air Force Base, Illinois.
Yeah.
What's there?
I don't know. He said something about there's a potential SCP there. They want to get a hold of. I didn't get the details.
All right. Scott Air Force Base it is.
That's quite a drive.
Yeah, we can make it.
Says in, from New Mexico. Yeah, we can make it. So, you guys change direction, huh?
About 18-hour drive.
Yeah,
I'm gonna like call to inform him and the doctor where we're going.
So, curious thing about these vehicles, since you're a team, glad you brought that up, because all communications you have in this vehicle can be heard as if they're sitting in the other vehicle.
Okay. Oh, so we heard all what he said?
All what he said, and you all, yep.
Oh, well then, I would have made the comment that would make sense about the plane then. Because you said the license plate was registered to a plane as well. So I don't know. I just said it would make sense now about the plane. We're going to an Air Force base.
Ah. Yeah. So yeah, you guys are able to hear each other like you're sitting next to each other in these vehicles.
Nice. Right. Well, let's buckle down and get to driving. Crow's going to head for the closest highway and gun it.
All right. So you guys gun it through the night. Getting a little tired. Been on the road now for about, I'd probably say about 8-9 hours. What are you looking to do?
How's everybody doing?
I'm a little tired.
Agent Smith.
I'm waiting for the doctor to inform me what she needs.
I'm tired also. I could use some sleep.
Agent Schmidt is a goddamn robot. You can't convince me otherwise.
Right. Well, let's find somewhere to stay.
All right. So you guys are driving some backwoods areas, trying to keep on the down low. Find a off-the-way motel.
Oh, this looks like the one in Psycho.
Maybe we'll encounter Bigfoot here.
I'm having deja vu at this moment.
The Bates Hotel?
Da Bates?
Debits.
Debits. So you guys pull off, and you look at the sign.
Bates Motel.
I need everyone to roll me an alertness.
It's Bates.
It's not Bates Motel. God damn it, it's not Bates Motel.
Nope.
Yes.
Put a tally next to it if you fail. Remember, you get to increase the stats after you get done.
All right, got one.
Yeah.
Is it above it or below
it? It's gotta be below it. Below it.
Okay, I got 7 out of 20.
I got it.
Keep in mind, if you hit double digit numbers, let me know, because that's a critical success.
I was 2 numbers off from that. I got a 24.
All right. So 4 out of you succeed. And as you're pulling in, you guys are looking at it. Number one, there's only one vehicle in the parking lot. First thing you notice. Second thing you notice is the sign looks a little worn out. The M on the sign continues to flash.
Motel!
And
is it the Stanley Hotel?
Goodness.
You don't want Crow going murderous. Everybody.
And the last thing you guys notice about this place is, as you're looking at the sign, each one of you swears that all the letters but H-E-L completely go out for a brief second.
It's Hotel Hell.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've seen that movie.
So as you all pull in, you park your vehicles. Who's going in to meet with the front desk?
I will.
Okay, I'll go with them.
But I'm not going in naked, so...
I would hope you wouldn't.
No, meaning I'm not going in without a gun.
Guy walks in, he's naked as shit. You can't stay here! I'm here to get a room at Hotel Hell!
Yep, I'm gonna grab a pistol. Like,
tuck it in?
Yeah.
All right.
Into what? You're naked.
Nature's cheeks. Pocket. So as you walk in, you hear a bell ding overhead. Sounds kind of old, worn. It doesn't really do the cheery ding ding. It does more of a dull sound. Yeah. So as you walk in, you walk to the front desk. It looks a little unkempt in here. You can see like a stack of pizza boxes on the front counter. You can see that there's some beer cans off to the left side, crushed, not crushed. And you see a old box TV from where you're standing over the counter. You can also see that there is fencing up, separating you from whoever's behind the help desk.
Yeah, this place looks really cheery.
I bet he's going to come out with a pig head.
So, yeah.
Is that the one where he's planting the people in the back?
Growing sausages?
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yep. I was just like, I swear, Hotel Hell sounds so familiar. But yes, now I remember it. Anyway, sorry. I got distracted by that.
Oh, my God.
It's a great movie. You should really watch it. But either way, we need a room, a couple of them.
So you say this to the nothingness that is behind the counter.
Oh, I thought somebody was standing there.
Nope. Sorry, TV's going off. It looks like an old soap opera, but
I'm going to like knock on the
rattle the
cage.
Yeah. So you hear this from behind the cage, and a few minutes goes by and a young man walks up. Looks like he's in a bellhop uniform. This is yes, room for two.
We need two rooms. I've got friends outside.
Two rooms. How many will be staying?
Five. There's five of us. Make that three rooms.
Three rooms, two apiece?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
I don't know if you have any special... Is that none of my business? yes, three rooms. Okay, how many nights?
Just one.
Okay, well, I will... that'll be $185 per room.
That's a lot.
You're fucking nuts.
You're more than welcome to go up the road and find another place.
Yeah, I don't know how I got off the interstate when I said we was on the interstate. I must have gotten lost big time.
Old man Crow don't know how to use a GPS.
Why do you charge so much?
Yeah, why so much?
Like I said, you're more than welcome to drive up the road.
Can I get an itemized bill on this? My company's going to want to know.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. We can do that for you. It's mostly a convenience fee, being that we're the only hotel and motel within
the next 30 miles. I wasn't given like an official badge, was I? Like,
no, you were.
So I have like a U.S. Marshals badge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like pulled out and like it sounds like ting ting. You're price gouging, to be honest.
So
like,
he
close it.
He takes his bell and he pulls it and slams it against the cage on his side. And he goes, sounds like I'm ting ting opportunistic.
We'll go down the road.
More than welcome to.
Yep. I'm going to go back out and be like, we're going down the road. This place sets me on edge anyway. Plus $185 a night for these shit holes.
So you all hop in the cars, drive down the way.
Yeah.
So you drive about 40 minutes up the road. Pass another one on your left side.
It's the same hotel.
No, this one's a nice one. It's really nice. It's a 3-story.
Bates.
It's not fucking Bates. Get the fuck out with that bullshit.
It's Master Hotel. Bates is down the road.
Yeah. If it's not a Ramada, we're not staying.
I got fucking coupons for days. Coupons. So, no, you pass. You're getting close to a hotel on the left-hand side. 3 stories. Very nice. Has some palm trees out front. Again, there's like maybe 2 cars out front. Doesn't look very occupied or busy, but it does look nice. You do see a couple walking out. They are putting their, looks like, luggage in a car, and they're driving off, which remains there's only one vehicle in the parking lot.
All right. I'll get out and go inside.
Okay. So as you guys walk in, the lobby is very nice. It's well kept. You can see a very beautiful dazzling chandelier in the center of the room as you walk in. You walk up to the front clerk's desk and there's a young man in a bellhop uniform standing there. He goes, welcome, how can I help you?
How much do you charge for a night?
How many rooms?
3.
3 rooms. How many occupants?
Are the rooms on the outside of this, or are they on the inside?
Would you prefer a room that has exterior access?
Yeah.
We've got some rooms that have balconies, if you'd prefer.
Ground floor.
So I'm assuming you want to be close to fire exits and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we do have... You want all 3 there?
Yeah.
I've got 3 that are at the end of this. He points to a hallway. He goes, at the end of this hallway here are 3 that are right next to each other. One of the rooms won't be next to the fire exit, but it'll be close too. Is that all right?
Are they adjoining?
They're not adjoining, but they are next to each other, yes.
All right. That'll be fine.
Okay. How many people?
6.
6. Okay. 3 rooms, 6 people. 2 to a room. $110 a night.
That'll work. You got the platinum card?
I'll pull out my card.
Okay. So he takes it, swipes it. Says, right, here are your keys. He hands you 3 keys. Says, enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
Is there a pizza place around here that delivers?
Unfortunately, no. The closest facility for food is ways away, but this is why we offer complimentary meals for breakfast and dinner. Lunch is on you. You can order from the kitchen. if you'd like. If you'd like, I can keep your card on file and we can run that for food as well.
Yes, please.
For all three rooms?
Yes.
Of course. Why not?
I'm going to go back outside while she's talking.
Okay. While you're going outside, I need you to roll an alertness for me.
No, 50 out of 42.
Okay. Yeah. So he finishes taking the card information and hands you the card back and says, enjoy your stays.
Thank you. So I will walk outside.
All right. I got three rooms for us. I figured the D class can't necessarily stay in the van overnight. So I figure we can pack them in like sardines in the third room.
D-class personnel has been shackled to the vehicle on the inside. They will not be leaving vehicle until they are needed.
Just going to leave a bunch of people in the car overnight. Is this like van, like, because I'm picturing windows.
No, is like a fucking straight up candy van.
Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing. We got a fucking
candy van.
Candy van, yeah.
Alrighty.
Or as the normal people call it, a panel van.
D-class personnel.
Alright, never mind that then. It's
also an SCP vehicle, so that means it's soundproofed. Nobody's gonna know what the fuck's going on. All right, in this
I was
car.
Just assuming, like, I didn't want it to be obvious that there's motherfuckers shackled in this thing.
That's so they pee themselves and the smell gets out.
Yeah, so that'd be gross. All right.
Then they're just gonna think your van smells like piss.
It's not my van.
All right. Well, I got three rooms nonetheless. I figured ladies can take one or two rooms, and two of us can share in the other or whatnot. I don't care.
We can share a room if you are okay with that.
Yeah. A lot of your hotels have like the two beds in them.
Yeah. But either way, I'm going to grab my rifle out of the out of my SUV and walk towards the exterior exit and lock the SUV and set the alarm. I'm going to park it right by the window. So if anybody sets that alarm off, it's going to start screaming. Okay. And I'll be able to hear it.
So everybody's going to retire for the evening, I assume.
Yes.
I'm pulling out a straight back chair from one of the rooms and setting it at the end of the near end of the hallway, stationing myself there for the evening, watching the hallway and the rooms.
So you're going to sit in the hall?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm assuming back to the fire exit?
Back is up against the wall.
Oh, back up against the wall. Okay. So next to the fire exit, you can see all three rooms. You're positioned next to one, and you can see the other two from where you're sitting, and you can see the fire exit. Okay. All right. So we call it an evening. It's an evening. Gets food delivered to your rooms. You all enjoy a nice meal. And you all call it a night. It's a night. So we're going to start with you, Agent. Mm-hmm. And you should roll me an alertness. Okay. With a minus 20 penalty. Because you are asleep.
No, I gotta roll sanity to sleep.
Gonna roll sanity to sleep. What?
I have a sleep disorder.
Oh, well, roll me some sanity.
I have to make a sanity check to make sure I can go to sleep.
Is it bad that I thought he was rolling jelly bellies?
Yep, that is well under my sanity. So I pass, so I can sleep.
Okay, so then go ahead and roll me an alertness with a disadvantage.
With the negative 20 disadvantage?
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's add 20 to your roll.
Yeah, I failed that.
Okay. So the next person on the list is... I almost called you Flint. Bill, roll me an alertness with a minus... Or sorry, roll me an alertness with a 20 disadvantage.
All right, need a one. Darn, so close. 63 out of 1%.
Damn. All right. Who's bunking? You're bunking with him?
I mean,
Crow?
I imagine I'm in a room by myself. If they're sharing a room, if the two ladies are sharing a room, I was like, if nobody else is going to, I'm just going to take my own room.
Okay. Well, then we will go over to you in another room then.
Okay.
Roll me with a minus or plus 10 disadvantage.
Because I'm so fucking paranoid all the time. Yeah, it's a 1%.
Critical.
What was that for
critical?
Me?
Critical. So, with your critical success, you hear a number of things. No, Travis is not. There's no hanky panky. So
I'm here by myself.
You are stirred awake by the noise of a chair being moved at the end of your bed. And as you shoot up, you pull your handgun out, ready to shoot anything.
I'm glad you know that I had a gun under the pillow ready to go.
The chair falls. Off the bed.
Wait, the chair was on the bed?
Chair was on the bed. Chair falls off the bed. And as you look around, you hear what sounds like feet moving around in the room next door. Shuffling.
I'm going to step out into the hallway and go into the room next to me.
Okay, so you step out in the hallway and you jiggle the handle of the room next to you and it opens right up. As you go in, you see there are 6 chairs stacked strategically on 1 foot each on top of each other over Bill's head.
What the fuck? Do they fall as soon as I see them?
Nope.
Bill! Bill, wake the fuck up!
Do I wake up?
Depends, do you wake up?
I don't know, do I have to roll something?
No. Do you want to wake up?
Do I hit my head on a chair?
Depends on how you get up. You should tell me what happens.
So I think I'm going to open my eyes, and then when seeing the chairs, be surprised. So I lift up and hit my head on a chair.
So as soon as you hit your head on a chair, so you'll take 6 points of damage as 6 chairs fall down on top of you, all hitting you in the head.
He almost killed me.
Have you lost more than half your hit points in one blow?
Exactly half.
You need to make a constitution saving throw.
Failed it by 4.
So you will suffer a major head injury.
Wow, so I already don't have enough issues as it is.
So yeah, these chairs fall down on his head and crack his head open. And they don't fall like the gravity's taken over. They fall like something's shoved them and forced momentum behind them. Like they come barreling down on him.
That's it. Everybody up. We're leaving this place. We're going to sleep in the car.
My head hurts.
My head hurts.
My head hurts.
I'm snoozing in the other room.
I'm yep. going to go to their door, and I'm going to kick it open.
So as you kick it open, you are met with a breeze of dust. And as the dust clears, it's nothing but cobwebs and rotted mattresses in his room.
They're not in there?
And then you hear the dinging of a bell down the hall. And we're going to cut to you two.
Not even, we can't even get one night of good sleep anywhere.
Welcome to the SCP, bitch. So, you two in your room. I need you to both roll me alertness. You will get a minus. Keep saying minus. You'll get a 20 penalty. Doc. I guess we can call you neurosurgeon. She didn't pay attention. You'll get a minus 20. God damn it, I did it again. You'll get a 20 penalty. You'll get a 10 penalty. And I'll explain why in a minute.
No, I failed.
So did Squeakers. So, okay. So you guys don't wake up or anything. As you sleep soundly, I will be giving the agent a jarring nightmare. So, one of your most feared and mind-breaking moments that constantly plays in the back of your mind now stirs you in your dream. It was the very first case you worked for the SCP Foundation. It was the case where you not only lost your original partner, but you also lost an entire family to an SCP.
Okay.
You were originally recruited to the SCP under the pretense of your impeccable work ethic and stellar reviews and accredited accommodations.
Keep making me feel bad about it.
Yeah. This nightmare starts the same way it always does. You're walking down the hall of a hotel. And you weren't briefed on anything because this SCP wasn't given a number yet. Newly discovered. And you and your partner hear screams from down the hall. You kick open a door only to find nothing but molded mattresses and cobwebs.
Okay.
And right. As you turn to kick in the second door where the screams are now coming from, you see an entire family being strung up by nooses in the rafters.
Yeah. All right.
With these weird IV hoses coming out of their arms, blood being drained from them. And you turn to your partner, and your partner begins to open fire at you. And you wake. You stir awake.
I'm awake! I've been stirred awake!
In that very same hallway from your nightmares is the hallway you stare at now.
Duh, okay. All right. This fire exit, if the door's open, it sets off an alarm, or is it just an exit?
It should set off an alarm if it's properly hooked up and everything, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go and I'm going to open the door. I'm not in a rush. I'm just opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for an alarm to go off.
As you open the door, it opens to another hall.
All right, I'm going to go check the rooms with the rest of the party sleeping in them.
As you look into each one of the rooms, you see nothing but molded mattresses, mildew, and cobwebs.
Okay. So the radio I've got, I'm calling, trying to stir any of them, trying to see if I can get a reply from any of them on the radio.
I need each one of you to roll me a d6. Don't tell me the number. What's your number, Travis?
4.
Did anybody get a 4?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Then your radio does not reach to anyone.
Boo. Because of my sleep disorder, and I'm going to assume this is part of the nightmares that I suffer from. I'm going to sit back in the chair in the hallway, just straight backed, and continue to be a sentry in the hallway.
Okay. That brings us right around to the two ladies again. You wake up from a bitter cold draft that blows through your room. As both of you sit up to figure out where the draft's coming from, you look to the window. And there, standing in the window, is a very large, bestial-like shadow.
Shoot it.
You gonna shoot it?
Yep.
Go ahead and roll.
I actually got it. 11 under 21.
Okay, go ahead and roll me some damage.
I'm gonna love a crit.
It is. So you get max damage, and then you get an additional damage roll.
So that's 16 points of damage then.
So, yeah. So you shoot this thing, and a hole pierces through right around its forehead. And you hear glass shatter behind it, and the moonlight shines down directly on your left eye from this hole that was made in his forehead. And it swirls shut. The shadow takes a few steps towards you and begins to form into that of the shape of a man. And as he steps into the moonlight, you can see his facial features now. He's very young looking, handsome, wearing a 1920s attire, suit, tie, and hat. He kind of straightens out his jacket and takes his hat off, and you can see there's a hole in it. He kind of fingers the hole and puts it back on his head, and well, that was completely unnecessary.
So is breaking into our room.
Oh, I didn't break in. You invited me in.
No, I did not.
When you took the rooms, you signed documents, and yes, you did. It's neither here nor there. I'm prepared to make you... No, let's make this night a little bit more interesting than most. Here's how we're going to do this. My name is Ezekiel. I have your friends in my home. We will play a game. We'll place bets. I will offer traps and obstacles for your friends to overcome, and you will wager something I want. Be it information, soul, money, whatever I request, you'll wager. If you win, I'll grant you that tenfold. If you lose, you have to pay up immediately. We'll do 3 rounds each. How does this sound to you?
Do we get our colleagues back afterwards?
After 3 rounds, I will give you your colleagues back. Yes. Absolutely, you have my word.
Alive?
Of course. In the same condition they went to sleep this night. Even better, I will give them a full night's rest. They'll never know what happened. Unless, of course, you want them to remember, and we can work all those details out. But I will guarantee you that the minute they walked into this hotel, they will leave in that very same condition at the least. Do we have a deal?
Do we have a choice?
Absolutely not.
So we can't refuse.
You can. You just won't have your friends anymore. I'll allow you two to leave.
Oh, well. Should we cut our losses? I'm kidding.
I don't think she is.
No, also, we must save our colleagues.
I mean, you could walk out those doors right now. I can't guarantee your vehicles will work. I can't guarantee the people you had in the back of the van are still alive either.
Oh, how convenient. Guess we're gonna...
I mean, you leave us no choice.
I kind of feel like you're gonna make this...
So we have a deal.
I'm gonna get Squeakers.
You can keep the little rat, too.
I wasn't asking.
Good, I wasn't...
And I'm putting him in my pocket for safekeeping.
We have a deal, yes?
I'm looking over.
Yeah.
So he pulls whatever he was messing around with in his pocket out, slices his hand, grabs your hand, slices it,
ouch,
shakes your hand, and goes, blood deal then.
Ouch.
Let's begin. And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode. Thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
This is the O5 Council. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to attend this briefing. If you have any further questions, you can contact us on the Robots Radio Discord. Links are in the show notes below. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and await further instructions. O5 Council out.